Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions. Dear, does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And well, to continue with the survey, next question would be, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
75.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Cultural issues like standing up against the woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, economic issues like taxes and government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, or public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration?
Crime, illegal immigration, and getting Trump back in the White House.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public official that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Mark Jordan.
Don't know him.
Thank you. Nan Cobb.
She's a new one. I've got a sign out in front of my house for her.
All right. So in this case, would that be a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Thank you. David Jordan.
Not familiar.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Adi Owens.
Don't know her.
Thank you. Mike Levine.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Anthony Sabatini.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Keith Farner.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Gary Baker.
Don't know.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election of Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Nan Cobb, Kit Farner, Adi Owens, or Mike Levine?
Cobb.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Nan Cobb?
Yes.
Would that be definitely or probably voting?
Definitely.
Thank you. And from the same list of candidates, who would be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Kit Farner, Addie Owens, Mike Levin?
Don't know.
Thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gaps done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Or, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
I'm for cleaning house.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
I agree with the second. Biden's a jerk.
Thank you. Thank you. And as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay a $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, as at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Or Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame.
I'm voting Republican no matter what.
Okay, thank you. And well, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
I'm against him.
Would that be... Sorry?
I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay. Would that be somewhat, then, would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who had a lion placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
I don't know.
Thank you. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in the state government.
I wouldn't vote for him.
Thank you. Would that be then somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Less likely. Or much less likely.
Okay. Thank you. A candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Less likely.
Thank you. Would that be much or somewhat less likely?
Much.
Thank you. A candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
Likely.
Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is a 30-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Less likely, much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Less likely.
Would it be somewhat or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Not familiar with them.
Thank you. And well, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or second year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Associate degree, plus 1 year.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Would that be strongly or somewhat pro-life?
Strongly.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
Thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a wonderful night. Bye for now.